USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
It was a brief Saturday session in the Senate impeachment trial of President Trump as his lawyers began their opening arguments, laying out their defense of charges brought by Democrats against him. White House counsel Pat Cipollone says,
"Now they have the burden of proof, and they have not come close to meeting it."
The Trump team will resume its opening arguments on Monday. The death toll rising from an earthquake in Turkey. They say they've been working through the night in sub-zero temperatures and pulled 45 people from the rubble of collapsed buildings. However, the 6.8 magnitude quake that struck on Friday night has killed at least 31. Over 1,600 people were injured. Chinese officials now say over 2,000 people globally have been infected with the coronavirus, and the death toll in China has risen to 56. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you, too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Iowa's largest newspapers endorsing Democrat Elizabeth Warren for the Democratic presidential nomination. The Des Moines Register writing that the Massachusetts senator is the president this nation needs. Warren spoke to the editorial board of the paper a few days ago.
To have amazingly good people who believe in what we're fighting for and who have incredible on-the-ground skills to wage that fight. My job mostly has just been, I'll show up and do the town halls and say to my Iowa team, go get them.
Meanwhile, the latest Democratic presidential poll shows former Vice President Joe Biden continuing to lead the pack. He ranks first among Democrats in the ABC News Washington Post poll. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders a close second. Elizabeth Warren comes third in that survey. And this is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
E-commerce now has an increasing amount of fake merchandise, and private companies in the United States must do more to address the problem, according to Trump administration officials. An action plan was released by the Department of Homeland Security, and it says the government will apply increased scrutiny of e-commerce, including the third-party sellers who sell their goods on major online sites, as well as shippers and operators of the warehouse where the merchandise is stored. It calls on e-commerce companies to strengthen protection for consumers by more thoroughly screening third-party sellers who use their sites. As tensions between Democratic presidential candidates Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren continue to rise, Bernie Sanders found himself with an unusual ally, President Donald Trump. During a campaign rally in which Trump critiqued some of his Democratic challengers, the president launched into an unprompted defense of Sanders. Warren had accused Sanders of telling her that a woman couldn't win in the White House, but Sanders insisted he would never say such a thing, and President Trump said, "I don't believe that Bernie said that. I really don't. It's not the kind of thing that he would say." Trump and his allies have issued a series of favorable comments about Bernie Sanders. They've played up the Vermont senator's electoral strength and fundraising prowess. They've also suggested that if Sanders doesn't secure the nomination, it will only be because the party rigged the primary again, like they did in 2016 when Hillary Clinton won the nomination. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.